gravel roads are an inconvenience to many of us, but some Loudoun residents are proud of them in their rapidly growing county. Drive west from Dulles Airport and you'll soon be surrounded by rolling hills and quaint towns, many connected by gravel roads. WAMU's Martin Ostermuhl tells us about a local cyclist who plans to ride them all starting tomorrow and wants to preserve their history.
Just north of the historic town of Middleburg on Route 50, Foxcroft Road winds its way past picturesque homes and down to a small stream crossing. The pavement disappears as soon as you make it to the other side. That's the sound of gravel, and there's lots of it across the western portion of Loudoun County. The narrow and often potholed roads may seem like a nuisance for many drivers, but for Casey Clark, they're an adventure.
I'm attempting to ride the 250 miles of Loudoun County gravel roads, and I've put a course together that's roughly 286 miles to link them all together.
Clark is 44 and works on a nearby farm that produces fruits and vegetables that are distributed to food insecure communities in Washington. He's an avid cyclist and says there's something memorable about these gravel roads.
You'll see people herding sheep through the roads, hunt clubs moving through there, driving dogs, and it's like a little microcosm of American history.
And it's that history that he wants to help protect. Clark is doing the ride to help raise awareness and money for America's Roots, a 2-year-old volunteer effort to protect Loudoun County's network of gravel roads. Jennifer Moore is with the Virginia Piedmont Heritage Area, a preservation organization. She says some of the roads date back to the 1700s.
The original gravel roads are, in most cases, on the exact same trace that farmers used with driving livestock, that folks went out in carriages, that, you know, brought troops around to the Civil War.
Preservationists say the roads are a living museum that should be protected. But they say it's getting harder, especially in Loudoun County, a tech hub that is starting to absorb more of the suburban sprawl coming west from Washington. The population jumped 32% over the last decade to more than 400,000, putting Loudoun among the fastest growing counties in America. Danielle Nadler is with America's Roots.
The risk of that is, as development comes further out and suburbs expand, that some people who didn't grow up in this area, right when they get here, they think, well, gosh, what's all this dust about? Like, why can't we pave these roads over?
That's already started happening, says Nadler. And she worries that as more residential subdivisions start moving further west into the county, the pleas for pavement will follow. Earlier this year, Preservation Virginia added Loudoun County's gravel roads to its list of the Commonwealth's most endangered historic sites. It's true that not everyone finds the gravel roads so charming. Many are too narrow for some emergency vehicles to pass. They can also be tough on cars, especially as divots and potholes develop over the winter months. Gordon Lee is the general manager of the Goodstone Inn, located on a gravel road just north of Middleburg.
Everybody is very much aware of what we're trying to do is maintain the look. As a business owner, there's a double-edged sword to that because there's incredibly more maintenance involved with gravel roads.
Lee thinks there's a middle ground to be had on maintenance. Pave the busier gravel roads and leave the other ones alone. The Virginia Department of Transportation is trying something different, a new form of gravel surface that requires less upkeep. But preservationists say their goal is keeping as many of the gravel roads intact. And they scored a victory in June when Virginia declared the roads eligible for inclusion on the National Register of Historic Places.
Now we just have to raise enough funds to bring that over the finish line. And if we can be listed on the National Historic Registry, suddenly that does set us apart.
And that's where Casey Clark comes in. He figures that by riding 250 miles on Loudoun County's gravel in a single shot, he can help raise awareness and some money for the roads he's come to love.
There's an inherent worth to them. I mean, if the nation was covered in gravel roads, then maybe they wouldn't be worth saving. We don't have many, at least on the East Coast, many small country roads anymore.
That's not to say it'll be easy. Clark guesses the whole route will take him 24 hours and carry him over 23,000 feet worth of hills. The roads may not be smooth, but he hopes the ride will be. For WAMU, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.